We're picking up a conversation we began yesterday with the actor Malcolm Jamal Warner. He is best known for the role he played in the 1980s as Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. He is so well known for that role that even now, at age 43, he encounters people who are confused.
People kind of have a misconception because when someone calls me Theo and I correct them and say, no, my name is Malcolm, they think I have an attitude about it and I don't want to be associated with the show. It's like, no, I will forever be associated with that show, but my name is Malcolm.
Just FYI.
Yeah, and the fact that you know my name is Malcolm, but you still choose to call me Theo because you think you're the first person today who's done that.
Hey, how often does that happen?
All the time.
Theo, Malcolm Jamal Warner, did more television after The Cosby Show ran, but these days he has turned to the theater, where he feels more room to breathe and be creative.
I love the character development process. When you're working on television or film, you don't really have time. Rehearsal is a luxury. In theater, rehearsal is a necessity. I just thought of that. That's probably the most concise way
That's a quotable line that we're going to see more times in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, to spend 3 to 4 weeks on the floor with other actors finding stuff, you know, even with the best of writers and the best scripts, there's a texture, there's subtlety, there's nuances of the characters and the actor's performance that's not on the page. And you only get those things when you actually have a chance to be on the floor, rehearse, do the dance with the other actors.
He's been doing that dance recently at Arena Stage Theater here in Washington, D.C., in a production of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It's based on the 1967 movie starring Sidney Poitier as John Prentice, an African-American doctor with a stellar resume who falls in love with a younger white woman and comes to visit her parents to announce their plans to get married.
Mom, this is John.
Dr. Prentice. I'm so pleased to meet you.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mrs. Drayton. I take it Joanna's already busted out with the big news.
Well, she has told me a good deal, and all very quickly, too.
Well, Mrs. Drayton, I'm medically qualified, so I hope you wouldn't think it presumptuous if I say you ought to sit down before you fall down, I mean.
He thinks you're going to faint because he's a Negro.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, who plays Dr. Prentice, says he studied how Sidney Poitier handled the role. Dr. Prentice's character had few, if any, flaws in the movie. It was a way of stressing that besides judging him by his race, his fiancée's parents had no other reason to object to him.
In order to have the tension of the white liberal parents having an issue with him being black, you had to make him damn near perfect. So that could be the only issue.
Malcolm Jamal Warner is aiming for a more nuanced Dr. Prentice, and he feels like he and his fellow cast members today do have more room to experiment, freed from the pressures the filmmakers may have felt in 1967.
They had to take the subject matter and treat it as a light comedy. What we have a great opportunity to do is really delve deeper into each character's very real and complex emotional response to this interracial marriage.
Now, why couldn't you do that in the 60s? Why couldn't they do that in the 60s?
Because of the racial climate. I mean, there were some theaters in the country that wouldn't even play the movie because of the racial unrest. At the time, people did not want to see an interracial couple. They certainly did not want to see a black man and a white woman kissing on screen.
You're talking about some of the things that you added to the play that were more provocative, digging deeper. There was one line where you were talking about the challenges that you face as an African-American doctor in the United States, and you said, "Why do you think I work overseas?" Mm.
There are states where what you propose to do is illegal. Regardless of the law. The laws won't protect you when you get pulled over.
I know my place in America, Mr. Drayton. Why do you think I work overseas? Most research labs here would only let me inside to push a broom.
It seems like a powerful moment. Was that one of the things that you feel like took things farther than the movie would have?
That scene, definitely, because I think in the movie, again, it's a very lighthearted scene between Sidney Poitier and Spencer Tracy. You know, you add that to the play. You know, there are times when I do that line and people in the audience go, or they laugh because they get it. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, that's real.
in a play with a lot of laughter. I mean, that's like a moment where it's like, remember what was happening in this country in the 1960s.
Yeah, yeah.
We're at a moment where there's an African-American president who lives not far from where you're putting on this show in Washington, D.C. Are the issues that come up and the sensitivities and the questions as relevant today as they were when the movie was made?
It's really interesting because on one hand, you know, we had an Arena Stage donor dinner last week. I'm talking to one of the donors who had come to the show with two of his teenage kids. And they just didn't get what the big issue was, you know, that they were interracial, because the world that they live in, it's very multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really relate to, you know, what they consider an old story. They were more concerned that no one had an issue with the fact that my character is 14 years older.
14 years older than the woman you're getting ready to get married to.
Yeah, yeah.
They're more bothered by that than they are.
They were more bothered by that, yeah.
Interesting.
So that's, you know, on one hand. But then on the other hand, there's still, you know, those of us who live in metropolitan cities, we tend to forget about all those territories where people's attitudes are not as progressive.
You're saying that there are places in the country where there's still a lot of discomfort about an interracial marriage.
Yeah. We're not in post-racial America, as some people may think.
Having this conversation, you can't help but sense a connection between Dr. Prentice and Dr. Cliff Huxtable. As Malcolm Jamal Warner told us yesterday, the Cosby Show sent a message. You're not looking at an African-American doctor. You're looking at a doctor who happens to be African-American. It's the same message Malcolm Jamal Warner hopes he's sending on stage today.
There have been very accomplished black doctors since the inception of this country, damn near. So with me playing Dr. Prentice, I guess it's really interesting because I think people, you know what Theo represented. And I think for a lot of people, when I walk on stage as Dr. Prentice, they're like, well, yeah, of course. Theo Huxtable would have been this guy. You know,
feels like this play is coming home in a way for you.
Definitely, especially in coming back to theater. I have not been on stage as an actor in about 6 years, and to be able to come back with this character and reprising a Sidney Poitier role and having a great cast and such a wonderful experience, it's definitely a coming home in a lot of ways for me.
Well, Malcolm Jamal Warner, this has been such a pleasure.
Hey,
thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me, dude.
That was Malcolm Jamal Warner. His performance in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner runs through this weekend.